Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory. And together we are
the Romies.
We are married.
To each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
Mm-hmm. We just happened to be in our car traveling at the same time that our good friend, Dr. Heidi Petack, is traveling
via airport.
Yes, via airplane. So right now she's on her way to baggage. So we're going to give her a quick call while we're driving around in our car while she's in an airport to get a report on the latest of flying across the U.S. of A.
Here's our conversation with Heidi, Dr. Heidi. We are so curious to hear about the travel experience and getting back on an airplane and all of that. So tell us a little bit about your experience today, Heidi.
Yeah, man, it was really interesting. I flew from Milwaukee, Wisconsin to Denver, Colorado, and wore my mask pretty much the whole time. It's really odd because in airports, I'm on a shuttle right now, so it might be kind of loud, but airports are like ghost towns these days. There's hardly anybody. Everybody has a mask on. People pretty much don't talk to other people. And my plane flights have been really sparse as well, so I pretty much have had the... Sorry. I pretty much had the entire aisle to myself in every plane I've flown. So I feel like some of the reports that we've heard on the news of plane flights being really crowded, I definitely have not experienced that on this trip.
Nice. What airline did you fly?
I flew Southwest.
Yay.
And of course, they didn't give any snacks or drinks or anything on the flight, but that's fine with me. That's not really what I fly for. Is the peanuts.
Right.
It's not like five-star cuisine.
Right.
Yeah. And I know they'll be resuming that eventually at some point, or at least they intend to. So, as long as you know that in advance and you have your water and snacks with you.
Yeah, so just bring your the snacks that you like. You can bring your healthy snacks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You might want to bring some really good salty kale.
Right.
Right. hey.
She's making fun of us, folks.
She's picking scabs. Old wounds. So, what was security like?
You guys were the first ones to introduce me to kale, and you accidentally salted it just a little too much.
Yeah, that would
little,
be
way too much.
Way too much.
Want some kale with your salt.
Yeah. It was awful.
Was
there any crazy difference in security or anything
like that? Yeah, what
was
security like?
Or check-in?
Well, so security surprised me because I guess I thought, I had read on the news they were going to take my temperature and all that kind of stuff, but they didn't. In fact, on my way out of town in Denver the other day, there was no security line, like completely empty. So I walked directly up to the security person, and all she wanted was my driver's license. She didn't even want my boarding pass.
Oh my.
So I was like, wow, I guess right now, if anybody is crazy enough to fly, they're like, yeah, you must have a ticket.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, kind of surprising. And, you still have to do the normal thing with taking off your shoes and putting your things in the bin. And they found a bottle of water that I had accidentally left in my backpack from a previous trip. I was like, oh goodness, I wonder if they're even more careful with anything you might have put your mouth on. I don't know.
All right. So what, they're going to harass you about a water bottle but not care if you have a ticket?
Exactly.
That's crazy.
I know.
Oh, welcome to security.
Yeah. Well, and
yeah, but easy peasy. I mean, way easier, honestly, to fly right now than it's been in the past when you have to wait in really long security lines and all that.
Yeah. So at the moment, if someone needs to fly, it's actually a good time because you're going to have a lot more leg room and space and all that, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I suppose if everybody figures that out, then you won't.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. And have they, did you learn about, like, those who can travel and those who can't? Like, are there restrictions, or is it just kind of like they're trusting you that if you're going to travel, it needs to be essential? Or do you know if that's been lifted and anyone can fly now? Have you, like, in your experience,
yeah, run across? That's a great question. I was never asked if this was essential travel. I was never asked if I felt well or if I felt sick or mm-hmm. anything. There's lots of signs everywhere, like this one in front of me right now that says, please wash hands often with soap and water for 20 seconds. They need to say with the Romy's hand washing sauce.
Exactly. Everyone must sing, everybody's washing hands. Yeah.
That's right.
Everybody needs to sing our song while they're washing
their
hands.
My son has been singing that and greatly enjoying it.
I'm so glad. He's a smart kid.
Yes, brilliant.
Of course. Okay, well, good. So it sounds like, and I mean, you didn't feel in danger health-wise at all. Like, you know, everything probably feels cleaner. And I mean, did the airports feel clean and sanitary?
Yeah,
and all that?
They smell clean. I feel like everything smells like it's been disinfected a billion times.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah, I never felt in danger at all, health-wise.
Cool. So I think the main things now are, you know, folks checking your destinations, because your experience is at the two airports you had. You know, and there's going to be completely different experiences, I think, in every airport. Just like in the past, we've had different experiences with security. Like, you know, one time they took my guitar strings out of my guitar case when I had been traveling with them. You know, this is way after 9/11.
All over the world,
I had guitar strings in my guitar case, and nobody picked it up. But then at this one airport, this one officer decided that my guitar strings were threatening or whatever and had to throw them out. So you're going to have, you know, I mean, and the girl who didn't take your ticket probably, you know, was, that might have been an anomaly, you know. So, I mean, I think everybody's going to have a completely different experience, but it sounds like overall, it's going to be a decent time to fly, and that we don't need to be afraid to go ahead and book some flights. And all the airlines are being so flexible with their changes and stuff like this. Now the trip that you just took, when did you book that, and what did you change it? Like, did you originally plan to go in February and now you're just getting to go? Or
no, okay. I booked it probably 2.5 months ago, and it was after the whole COVID thing started, but I really thought things would have died down by now. So when I went online to book my rental car here recently, I thought, well, I better go check my flight times again because I'd forgotten them, and saw that the airline had changed all of my flights on their own. So I was like, oh, wow, didn't catch that. So then it had notes all over it that said, you can change your flight times if you need to. So I went back and changed everything. I think I changed my date of departure and my flight time, and they were totally fine with that. So do, if you did book your ticket a while back, do check, because they may have changed your flight times on you. Because I think they're doing a good bit of consolidating right now.
Yeah. Okay.
No doubt.
Okay, cool. Well, I really appreciate you calling us in the middle of, like, heading to baggage claim and all of that, and in the middle of your travels. This is really fun.
Yes.
It's fun to catch
you're
you.
Welcome.
And thank you for joining us today. And
our agent en route.
Yes.
Eye on the sky.
You're right. Our eye in the sky and on the ground. So for those of you who don't know Heidi, because we actually did not properly introduce her, she is a communications expert.
Dr. Heidi.
Yes. E-tech. And she has a wonderful, like, materials and her passion for communication and people connecting. And I'm not even saying all that right because I need to go through her coaching. But
right. But having trouble communicating.
You can come visit me at speakeagle.com.
You want to tell us a little bit about that real quick?
Sure. Yeah. There's an assessment that you take. If you go to speakeagle.com, there's an assessment that will help you find out your communication style in your relationships. So we communicate differently in each of our different relationships. So if you take that assessment, it'll help you create a comprehensive communication profile to see how you communicate across all of your relationships.
I love that. I love it, love it. And that's so important right now during quarantine, because we are having to be in situations in the communication space that we have not had to be in before.
Yeah, like around your husband or wife 24/7.
Yep. And your kids 24/7. And
close quarters.
Yes. And then those who might not be comfortable in a Zoom situation as well. So you've got like a lot of us are being stretched in different ways on the communication side, and especially just like your interpersonal relationships, especially with family. So make sure to check out her website, speakeagle.com. Was that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks, Alexa. Thank you, Rory.
Yeah, great to talk to you.
You guys, you're awesome.
Forward to having you on a future episode. You're awesome, and safe travels home, and we'll talk with you soon.
Hugs to Brian.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We hope we've inspired you this episode.
So join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, you know, whomever.
And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We're also on Twitter. And on all social platforms, we are at The Romies.
That's
T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S. And our main hub is our website.
At www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Bye.